Good morning. It is about 10 in the morning, but it's Nya Neko. I am back for my weekend. Hopefully your guys' weekend was great too. For those who probably don't know, I am married, so we had our in-laws, or my in-laws, come visit for a day because my mom came down to visit, and then we drove ourselves and my mom back up to her place, and we had Chinese New Year dinner and lots of family and more friends and lots of food. So much food. But I am very much socialed out in that regard and very tired. But it's very good to be home and just comfortable, you know? So what I want to talk today was a conversation I had with my sister, who is older than me, but just got engaged, and I had a sex talk with her, which didn't go as well as I hoped. My sister and her fiance are very much wait till marriage for that. And I figured being the sister, I was somewhat obligated to tell her, I don't know, little tips and tricks that I had learned about sex over the years. 'Cause my husband and I have known each other for about a decade now. So we've grown up a lot and gotten to know each other together. Which, And discovered things together as far as sex goes. But when I was talking with her, it was almost like she didn't really want to even think about it at all. Like, she knew she probably should at some point. But her response was, like, she wasn't nervous or anything. It was just like, no, it's okay. I don't need to hear this while she's doing other things. But I'm just here just just rambling and telling her all the stuff. And she's just forcing herself to listen because she knows she should. And it's better coming from me than coming from mom and dad. Yeah. So, I mean, that aside, some of the things I told her were, just, like, not so much emotionally, but more, like, physically, and technically, I guess it might be a better term, It helps to pee before and after sex, or just, it's, UTI infections are not fun. Urinary tract infections are not fun. So drink water, and cranberry juice also helps. But those things are not fun. Just keeping clean, and baby wipes are your friend, as is lube. Find a brand of condoms that you like, and find a lube that is compatible with your condoms, like with the whole oil-based and water-based sort of thing. Talked a bit about birth control. For me personally, I didn't want to be on birth control. Just because of the fact that you're messing with your hormones and stuff. And this is only my opinion. I just didn't feel like I wanted to mess with my body that much in that sense. So condoms have been just our go-to, and like we take that added layer of protection, I guess, pun intended, but we would use a condom and also pull out just as like a really being careful sort of thing. What else did we talk about? Communication. Communication is very, 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 very big, even like not just in the bedroom, but just about anything. I found earlier in our marriage, our communication, generally speaking, is really good, but I found that I just shut down in the bedroom, and I don't know why. Like, it's not like we've changed as soon as we walk in the bedroom. But I've gotten over that, and it's really essential to have really good communication and like, hey, this kind of hurts. Where does it hurt? Okay, then let me move or whatever, right? Because you don't want to hurt yourself, right? And also, like, don't do what you're not comfortable with, which should be a given, but don't feel like you are obligated to do anything that you don't want to. What else? I think we also talked about like pubic hair. It's why is this part embarrassing? I keep it clean, like, and trimmed to a certain point, I guess, but currently I am researching a bit about what more I could do. Oh, the other thing we talked about was getting a pap smear, which is to test for cervical cancer. So once you become sexually active, about in your early 20s, if you are, then you would have a pap smear, and then you'd go back maybe like 2, 3 years later, and then they'd have that comparison and just record of what you were at, so with a pap smear, they take a speculum, which is something that gets inserted, and then it's like a pair of scissors almost, where it like opens up, but it's like a tube that's cut in half that opens up to stay open so they can get the sample. So they use a lot of lube and then insert the speculum and then open it up, and it clicks open. So you're just kind of, if you're not comfortable and not expecting it and not relaxed, it really hurts because it's just forcing you to stay open, regardless of the amount of lube used. And then they take the sample, which is basically like they take a really, really long Q-tip sort of thing, and then go all the way to the cervix, take like a small scraping sample. So if there's a tiny bit of bleeding after, don't be alarmed. And then they send that off to the lab to test for cervical cancer and stuff. And then like they take speculum out. If you're relaxed and if your doctor's really good, it's really smooth. But yeah, I've had two of those. And then you're just left with a lot of lube, and it's just, sorry, it's just awkward. Like, can I use the bathroom and clean up after? So yeah, pap smears are fun. Yeah, I was really, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was hoping she'd be more open to discussing things. Because it's not like right after marriage things are gonna change in your mind. It's that weird concept. It's a weird concept that you have to like re-categorize in your mind of like this wasn't okay, but it is now, which is strange. Like we grew up pretty quote unquote religious, so seeing other couples get married growing up, it was just like because you've been taught to wait till after marriage for like your entire childhood, and then you have this new couple that gets married, and the first thing is like, when are the kids coming? So it's just, how do you jump from feeling like it's a sin to we need to have kids, right? If anyone has any questions about anything, feel free to like message me or something. But yeah, I do think they have good communication. I just hope it carries through in all aspects of their marriage, and I wish them all the best. I think that's about it. I'll be back tomorrow. I might work on some more scripts and audios today and post them, so hopefully. Sorry, today's been a little rambly, but I guess these are ramble podcasts. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.